in contrast to a lot of other kind of government jobs, I'd say the ideas for what needs to get done, the projects that we do, come from the bottom up. So it's our job to reach out to either the community or the industry and find out what those needs are, and then find the information that they need and deliver it to them, or develop trainings and deliver it to them, or do bigger projects.
How would you say that, like, it would vary for Southeast? Obviously, like, I mean, looking around here, you know, I mean, granted, we're in the harbor, and so obviously the water's going to look different in the harbor, but what are some of the uniqueness, sort of things that happen with Sea Grant for Southeast, anyhow?
Well, I think Southeast is really unique. The work that I and most Sea Grant people do, well, it's about the sea, really tends to be about the people. Southeast Alaska has this sort of network of communities. We don't have a real hub. Like, for example, the Bristol Bay area has sort of some hubs, whereas we're sort of this chain of communities. And that can make us a little bit more disconnected, I think. So in some ways that makes it more challenging working with people, because you can't count on them all being able to come into one central location on a regular basis like you could in some of those other places. You know, but commercial fishing is big in a lot of parts of Alaska, not just Southeast, and a lot of the work that I do is related to commercial fishing.
So I know you were talking about how commercial fisheries is really the area you specialize in a little bit more. And obviously Petersburg is a major fishing area. I mean, even as you and I are just walking down the harbor here, I mean, there's a lot of fishing boats.
Yep, that was sort of when I first started the job. I had someone come and talk to me about challenges in getting new entrants into commercial fisheries, and that has guided a good chunk of the work that I've done in the 15-odd years of doing it. So, and that's all over the country, too. That same challenge is all over the country, but it's going to have different solutions depending on where you are. And so Sea Grant would, you know, maybe we would bring research to bear on it. Maybe we would just do some training. We found that some fishing business training was probably important. So new people just getting in, needing to have a understanding on the financial aspects of that business. And so we made a website for it. We have some workshops on it, spreadsheets and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it makes this town go for sure.
And then I also saw that, at least on the Alaska Sea Grant website, that you're also a contact in case there's a marine mammal stranding. So what could you talk to me a bit on that front?
Yeah, so we do, Alaska Sea Grant does stuff all the way up to Nome with marine mammals. In Petersburg, I'm part of the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center. And I actually didn't, I joined the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center a little bit later on. But that group has a mission, again, for science education. And I do a lot of that sort of in partnership, the Marine Mammal Center and Alaska Sea Grant. And then disentanglement and stranding. So disentanglement is if a marine mammal is seen entangled, especially a large whale, we're trained to go out and address entangled large whale. Might mean the most dramatic would be, you know, actually going out in our small boat with our hard hats and our specialized tools and cutting a whale free. It may mean monitoring one. It may mean attaching a telemetry buoy if the whale is moving too fast and we can't get out there, so that another person later on, after the whale's a little bit more tired, could do it. So, but we train every year. Usually there's at least one a year, but it kind of varies. One or two a year of actual entanglements that we may go out and approach in one way or another. So keeping that, we've got a volunteer who does a great job of keeping that sort of effort together and getting our training done. But I've been doing it for a long time, so I just help provide some connections and I'm another volunteer, another body on the boat. I like to do the communication part and I like to do the radio telemetry part. If we do get a buoy, you're listening to try to find where the whale is. Coming up for us are, they have discovered an invasive species called the European green crab in Metlakatla. And I'm going to be working with folks down in southern Southeast to help get some basic training for how to monitor for those green crab. And we'll be needing to keep an eye on them here in Petersburg as well. And then the second one is brought to me by folks from the Alaska Trollers Association, where the trollers are going to be a two-part project. One is resurrecting an old logbook program that they used to have, And that information will help managers so that the fishermen on the water in all those boats with all of that coverage of the waters of Southeast Alaska will be collecting information and giving it to the managers. And the second part is a real specific project we're doing with an oceanographer based out of Fairbanks, where they are monitoring 6 locations in the inside waters of Southeast every month to get information on conductivity, temperature, and depth. And so there's a lot of, it's not a lot, there's some research that goes on to that in the summer in this neck of the woods, but very little throughout the year. So that's just going to help provide some great baseline information on the oceanography of this really complicated, you know, waters that we have. So there's work, there's buoys, et cetera, on the outside waters, but inside water is pretty complicated. So I'm excited about those two projects.